Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, temperatures are set to plummet across the country tonight. It was fairly cold this morning. In fairness, a status yellow ice warning has been issued for the whole country. This is from 8 o'clock tonight. Six counties are already under a snow and ice warning this morning. Siobhan Ryan, forecaster with Met Éireann, is with me now. Siobhan, we've had a fairly...
Hi, Claire.
Good morning to you. We've had a mild November so far. It did change, though, this week. We had the drop in temperature at the start of the week. So tell us what's happening with our weather.
Yeah, well, quite dramatically it's changed. Obviously, we've transitioned into significantly colder conditions. Like I generally say, the real winter season, or the end of autumn, generally kind of kicks in mid-November, from my experience. So a lot of cold weather around up until and including pretty much Friday night. Wintry hazards, including frost and ice, and the potential too for sleet and snow and hail for some as well. Now, obviously, we've got that overarching weather advisory that takes us out for the next few days. And embedded in that, we have various yellow status weather warnings. This morning's one for parts of the west and northwest will lift at 11 a.m. this morning. There were some reports of sleet and snow, local snow, just kind of an ornamental dusting really here and there, nothing too impactful. But over the next number of nights, obviously we've got that yellow status snow ice warning for each consecutive night. And actually, I do anticipate that we will issue further warnings for tomorrow night and for early Thursday. Now, at the moment, it looks like there could be some impactful snow for the southwest of the country tomorrow night and into Thursday morning. Little less sure we are about elsewhere across the country, but there is the potential for some snow accumulations in over parts of the Midlands and West. That's for tomorrow night and into Thursday morning too. Those warnings will be issued this afternoon when things come into more fine focus. And then still a lot of weather yet to come over the course of the weekend. We've got a closed low and that's actually going to move right in over the country. So wet and windy weather is expected over the weekend. And that actually could also bring some stormy weather and potentially some further snowfall embedded in that too. So lots of weather on the way over the next few days.
It certainly sounds like it's going to be a very active time. So you mentioned impactful snow there, Siobhan, and obviously I know you're saying that these warnings are going to be clarified a little later as we go through the day, but impactful snow means heavy snow and snow that sticks around.
Yeah. Well, actually, let's say last night and this morning, we had a snow ice warning. That was kind of like just a light dusting. But the snow that does occur, that will occur tomorrow night and during Thursday morning, that has the likelihood of bringing that bit more. So you probably see some snowmen out there. So I think that kind of clarifies the scene as well. So like there'll be certainly kind of dusting of snow won't be necessarily the case this instance. You're probably looking at some moderate accumulations in and around 3 centimetres, possibly up to 5 centimetres, I would think, over parts of the southwest. Okay. That's tomorrow night and into Thursday morning. And then elsewhere across the country, it'll probably come in that bracket of 3 centimetres or less, or probably even none in some parts of the country even still. But I think it's the southwest that we'll see some moderate accumulations, not just for those higher levels that we've seen this morning and kind of locally this morning too. I think it's going to be more widespread during the Thursday morning kind of rush hour period in over much of Munster and elsewhere. You couldn't rule out the Midlands and the West as well, but that's not to completely eliminate other parts of the country too.
Well, Siobhan, just another step up
in what we've experienced this morning.
We'll certainly keep a close eye on it, and thank you very much for bringing us up to speed. That's Siobhan Ryan from Met Éireann.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.